A word for you from Daniel chapter 2 verse 34. As you looked, a stone was cut by no human hand, and it struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Yes, this is speaking about our Lord Jesus Christ, about whom we've been celebrating this Christmas, born as a little baby in a manger, he who was to become the Savior of the world, he whose kingdom will know no end, the Lord Jesus who arose and ascended to heaven saying, "All power has been given to me." This, of course, is about Nebuchadnezzar's dream, this huge statue of gold and various materials, symbolizing the kingdoms of this world, great historical times, perhaps the Persian era, the Grecian era, the Roman era, and finally the Lord Jesus coming and destroying all of that. He was born just as a little baby, insignificant, discounted as of being nothing, one who came and was despised by men, those who should have embraced him. But this little stone was divine, and as Daniel then shared with Nebuchadnezzar the dream and then the interpretation, he said, "You saw, O king, how this stone was cut out by no human hand. It was divine. It was self-propelled, so to say. It was something that was of God. In fact, God himself. Yes, this little stone rolled down this hill, and it struck this huge image that seemed to be so permanent. And where did it strike? Not the head, but the feet of iron and clay, right there where it was vulnerable, and the whole image was broken in pieces." Now, we can say that this is the second coming, the millennium, but in fact, the Lord Jesus has started his kingdom already. When the Lord Jesus came, he was busy expanding his kingdom. He rose in victory over the devil. In Colossians it says he stripped the devil of all his weapons. The Lord Jesus ascended to heaven saying, "All power has given to me." Yes, this stone has come and it has struck the image of humanity's own morality and mankind's own ability to rule itself, and it is busy destroying those kingdoms. Are you part of it?